As 7,000 older people marched against budget cuts in Dublin yesterday and 10,000, mostly older people, gathered in Galway to honour the St. Relics of St. Anthony, in Trim this week, older people were finding out how to set up their own business. Keen McCormack was there too to find out more.
I had been a teacher and I retired from teaching in 2010 and thought, this is it, I'm going to have a lovely life. My husband had run a bed and breakfast business in Limerick, which completely went bust. So I realised I would have to get more of an income.
Anne Cudahy runs the Mini Cake Company in Limerick. She's one of the 4,400 people aged over 50 who created their own jobs last year.
I would like to feel that, you know, within maybe the next year or so, that even for part-time work or something, I would like to maybe take on a young person, teach them the skills that I have, and that it would be a business that would grow.
InstaCheck is a company that we started in the medical device space, and the history is that I'm actually an insulin-dependent diabetic.
John Hughes recently secured €350,000 in capital investment for his company, InstaCheck.
What the gadget does is it's for those people who inject insulin using insulin pens. It's like a fountain pen type device that we inject four times a day. And what it does is it clips onto it. And when they inject, it tells them, it records the time that they had injected. And then it tells them how long since they last injected. Because the biggest problem with insulin diabetes is if you double inject, you're in deep trouble. And because you do it all day, every day, forever, you know, four times a day in my case, you can never remember, did I or did I not?
He says older people have a lot to offer.
I think what we need to do in Ireland is to teach people to look out for the opportunities. Who better to do that than a mature person who's been through their whole life of work experience, they've reared their family, they've, you know, and they've done all these wonderful things, they've survived three recessions. They pretty much know where the pain points are in day-to-day living. And we should be encouraging them to invent the solutions themselves.
John and Dan were just two of the business people aged over 50 attending the workshops in Trim. Event organiser Paula Fitzsimons.
The over 50 is the only age cohort who are engaging more actively now in early stage entrepreneurship than any of the other age groups. They didn't grow their activity levels where the over 50s did. But on top of that, 10,000 people over the age of 50 last year invested in early stage startups started by someone else, usually by someone they knew, within the family, work colleague or within their local community. That's what Senior Enterprise is about and how it's making a difference.
Minister for Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation Richard Bruton says supporting startups by older people is important.
These are people who have been through, who have an experience, who have a network, who have probably better credit rating because of their age and profile. So there's absolutely every reason to encourage startups by older people.
Niall Glynn, who started up his own human resources business after leaving a 30-year career in banking.
I'd like to see serious funding being made available to startup companies. The banks are very challenged at this point in time, and whilst in some cases they have been supportive, it is nothing to the extent that is required. We need to take a completely different approach. The whole area of microfinance, for instance, which has recently been in the last, I'd say, 18 months being set up more formally, now needs to focus not just on the lending side, but on the job creation side.
Niall Glynn ending that report by Cian McCormack in Trim.